The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Welcome back inside the Acrisure Arena. Final from Palm Desert. The Coachella Valley Firebirds hand the Barracuda a 4-2 defeat. The Barracuda never led in this game. They made it interesting, though, in the third. They tied it at 1-1. Then they fell behind. They tied it at 2-2. But Coachella Valley ultimately takes their lead back, and they did not look back. They tack on another one to pick up a 4-2 victory, rather. The winning goaltender, Nike Coco. Coco improves to 2-0 against the Barracuda on the season. His record improves to 9-4-1. For the Barracuda, Gabe Carrier, very solid in between the pipes. He suffers the loss, though, back at 500. He's 6-6-2 on the year. The Barracuda, after tonight, they are 15-9-1-1. They stay put at 32 points. Coachella Valley is now within a point of San Jose in the Pacific Division. They are 14-7-3. They have won their last two games. So let's recap this one. At 4:42 of the first period, John Heaton got things started as a shot coming down the left wing side by Edward Chalet caught the post, and then Heaton tucked home the rebound. That made it 1-0 Coachella Valley. We would not see another goal until the third period. That is when things really started to open up in the final 20 minutes of action. The Barracuda would start the third on the power play, a late minor at the end of that second from Coachella Valley's Carson Rakoff. That would put the Barracuda onto a 5-on-4 power play. And then early in the third, John Heaton was called for high sticking, so the Barracuda had a glorious chance, down by one, going on to a 5-on-3 opportunity, and they would take advantage of it in the third. Just a minute and 1 second into the third period, it was Oliver Wahlstrom beating Nike Coco to tie the score up at 1-1. Now it's given off for Cagnoni. Back Wahlstrom shoots, and it's kicked out. Coco. Rebound wraps around the wall. Good old Wahlstrom. Oliver Wahlstrom shoots. He scores! Oliver Wahlstrom picks the far side, and we're tied at 1-1. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda still have 1:13 left on the Heaton high sticking penalty. Great shot from Oliver Wahlstrom, his seventh of the season, sixth on the power play, and we were all tied up early in the third period at 1-1. Luca Cagnoni and Quentin Musty would pick up the assists. But just over 5 minutes later, a bit of a defensive miscue by the Barracuda would allow for Mitchell Stevens to get behind everybody, and on a breakaway, he would go forehand, backhand, and beat Gabe Carrier to give Coachella Valley back its lead at 2-1.
To the low slot, and the Firebirds will scamper out of the zone. Chipped along, here comes Stevens working and backhand scores. Mitchell Stevens slipped behind everybody, and the Firebirds are back up by one. Dragan Sevic with a beautiful pass, and Stevens was off to the races.
So Mitchell Stevens giving Coachella Valley a 2-1 lead, but a penalty against the Firebirds later in the period for too many men would lead to the San Jose Barracuda going on their fifth power play of the game, and they would capitalize again. This time Philip Biested cleaning up a rebound. Three goals in his last two games, his seventh of the season for Biested, and we were once again all tied up. Biested the goal at the 11-minute mark from Wahlstrom and Lund.
By Price, Barracuda keep it alive. Musty's pass off the blade of Stevens. Now Doug Free, Wahlstrom shoots, save it, rebound, they score! Philip Biested on the doorstep, and we're all tied up at 2-2.
Biested stays hot, and we were all tied up at 2-2. So anybody's game in the third period, but with 16:44 left in regulation, Oscar Fisker Mulgaard, with a brilliant individual effort, would pick the puck up in his own zone in between the circles. He would go coast to coast. He would take it wide right, weave through traffic, get around Carrier on the far side, and tuck it past him for what would turn out to be the game-winning goal. Mulgaard is fifth. Coco gets the only assist. The goaltender And the Coachella Valley Firebirds were once again ahead by a goal.
Firebirds are over the line. Fisker Molgaard gets the angle, works around the net, shoots, he scores! Oh my goodness! How did he do that? Got around everybody and tucks it past Gabe Carrier.
A dagger for the Barracuda. Molgaard, a great individual effort. He gets the game-winning goal. Logan Morrison would tack on an empty netter his 12th of the season to seal the win, but the Coachella Valley Firebirds improved to 2-0 against the Barracuda and are now within a point of San Jose in the AHL's Pacific Division as they win this one by a score of 4-2. Final shots, 40-30 in favor of the Cuda, but it's San Jose on the losing side of things. Their winning streak away from home comes to an end at 3 straight. San Jose goes 2-for-5 on the power play. Coachella Valley 0-for-5 on the advantage. That was a silver lining. The PK continues to trend in a positive direction. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 5,815 sod here at the AccraSure Arena. Let's go over our 3 stars. Oliver Wahlstrom is the number 3 star. Finished the game with a goal and assist, a -1 rating. 5 shots on net, which tied for the team lead along with Sam LaBerge, and 2 penalty minutes taken right near the end of the game. He is the number 3 star. The number 2 star, Oscar Fisker Molgaard, had the game-winning goal. He took a lot of big face-offs, a +2 rating, a team-high and game-high, 6 shots on net. He is the number 2 star. And Nike Coco, outstanding in between the pipes. He turns aside 38 of 40. To pick up the victory, he is the number 1 star as the Coachella Valley Firebirds pick up their 14th win of the year, and they snap the Barracuda's 3-game road winning streak and 2-game winning streak to start this road trip. So Barracuda will look to get back on track on Saturday, the first of a back-to-back before the Christmas break against Ontario, and the first of 4 straight against LA's top affiliate. So the Cuda have a couple of days to try to realign their game. It certainly wasn't their best performance. Puck management, a little bit of an issue early. Penalties and discipline, certainly an issue early. 4 minors in the opening period. They did a good job on the penalty kill, but they just had too many mistakes really tonight. And for the Firebirds, give them credit. They get find a way on home ice to get the job done. These teams, they've got 6 more meetings on the season series with the next coming up on January the 21st in this building. The next time Coachella Valley is in Northern California, that will be on February the 4th. A final here from the AccraSure Arena, the Firebirds 4, the Barracuda 2. We would like to remind Sharks and Barracuda fans, the Sharks, they're back on the air tomorrow, 7 o'clock against the Dallas Stars. The Hall of Famer Dan Rusinowski up pregame coverage starting at 6:30 right here on the Sharks Audio Network. And you can watch on NBC Sports California as well with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30. Sharks, they continue to roll. They'll look to try to make it 4 straight wins as they take on one of the very best teams in the Western Conference. Hey, Fano here from Palm Desert. The Firebirds 4, the Barracuda 2. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, whether you listen or you watch. We sincerely appreciate it, and we do hope you join us again on Saturday as the Barracuda continue this 5-game road trip in Ontario. We are on the air on Saturday starting at 5:30 with our pregame coverage Cuda Countdown. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Firebirds 4, the Barracuda 2. Until Saturday and until we make our way to Ontario, we'll say so long and good night from the AccraSure Arena in Palm Desert.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.